Being a father is wonderful thing, amazing thing, really burdensome, lots of responsibility. I'll never get away from it. Teaching a child is really complicated thing. And one thing I noticed as I was encouraging, teaching, educating my son, I've been helping him to excel in his class by being his tutor. So he's getting good grades and he sees himself being better than most of other kids, which in a way is good. And on the other side, I see him being arrogant, impatient to his friends, judging them, even to the degree saying, these kids are crazy, or devaluing them. So somehow in his little mind that getting A's is a better person, getting these C's is not. So, as a father looking at it, what should I do? Should I smack him and say, you don't need to get an A, you can get a C, but be a good person? Or should I encourage him to be getting A's and still try to be a good person? It's a challenge, isn't it? It is one thing to desire to be better and improve myself, oneself. Yet it is another thing when you are seeing other people who are not improving as much as you are, or as good as you are. Can you be still sympathetic to them? Understanding for them? When sometimes reasons seem to be so obvious that they're just lazy. Kind of hard, isn't it? So question, big question to you today is, how do you see you're valuable? How do you know you're valuable? What makes you to be valuable? Where does that value come from? Ancient days, somehow about the same time, around 800 BC to 400-500 BC, all over basically from the east to the west, they're born these very smart, enlightened people. They all realized that the true happiness or satisfaction to human heart is more psychological than materialistic. That gave birth to the philosophy in the West. Many other philosophy, Taoism, Buddhism, religion kind of happened all with it. And each branch of these philosophy or religion kind of gives you the framework on which what is the goal and doing what makes you valuable. Confucian tradition talks about being complete. Being complete in terms of being patient, being sympathetic, being understanding, knowing to the degree that you become, your life is equal to what you know. So according to Confucius, if you cannot do what you know, you don't know yet. Very simple. You cannot put it into your body actions. So let's say if we claim that I know how to love people, that you're not loving them, you don't know how to love people yet. That's Confucius. So in his terms, somehow managing, controlling, kind of maneuver over oneself and doing something that is somewhat better, nicer, that makes community a better place is value. That's the value there. In the Buddhistic term, it's different. Buddhistic way is that everything you experience here is illusion. Therefore, you should renounce them fully. Everything. That means even yourself. Your body, the mind you have, it's all illusion. You go into the true self, then you are awakened or enlightened. So anything that takes you to that journey is value. Another branch I know is Taoism. Taoism don't see God, spiritual life, anything else. But Taoism kind of seeks, in a very ancient format, a long and a good life, healthy life. So Taoist wants to live long life and a healthy one. In order to live a long and healthy life, the first thing you need to be able to control is your temper, your emotion. Ups and downs, depressions, anger, frustrations, they all cause damage, actually, to yourself. So they see it as, in a way, that how about nature? Nature seems to be doing itself quite well. Nature itself do not destroy itself. I mean, even if there's a big disaster, it is kind of part of the big picture. Like ancient Hinduism saying, there's a God of destruction and there's a God of creation. God of creation creates, God of destruction destroys it for the recreation. Cycle complete. So that's that. How about Christians? What's Christian one? In a way, you want to go to heaven is somewhat Christian ticket. Yeah, heaven. And being saved by God. So you're good, you are saved, and the rest are damned. Not really fun. Now, what connects all this that I mentioned? Somehow, the essential thing that we all need to remember in daily life basis is that Confucian talks about loving and accepting. The virtues, the real virtue, is accepting all, like a mountain. Being like a mountain is Confucian image. Taoism talks about humility and nurturing everybody, like water that flows from up to low, and while on the way, give life to everything that it meets. Buddhism talks about empathy, compassion, and respecting life for its own sake. So not just human life, any life. Life itself. Well, Christian actually has much deeper same thing. Love. The God who is loving. Loving without changing. We just read it in our responsive reading. God who is merciful, who loves, unchanging love. And Jesus kind of confirms that way. I don't really know where it comes into that kind of black and white judgment saying that we are saved, you're damned, we go heaven, you go hell, came in. But it's not biblical to me. So today's scripture, somewhat, according to Swedenborg, is a good illustration about how we kind of get out of the situation we stuck and become better. Or in his own word, escaping the hellish state of being, moving toward heavenly state of being. Now, the simple question. Have you ever made your mind to get rid of your bad habit or try to change your life to be a better person? What happened next day?
Same.
Or even worse, actually. It actually gets worse. You know why? Because you cannot be all the same doing. You know that you need to do different, but you see yourself doing the same, so it actually makes you feel worse. Make sense? That's how it happens. And it goes even worse and worse and worse to the degree when it until it's the bottom. And then there's a rebound. The promise from this text, this beautiful book, and Swedenborg's experience and visions is that you don't fight that battle. Somehow. We feel like we're carrying the burden. We feel like we're fighting it. We feel like we have to overcome all that. But we're not fighting it, according to this text, the Lord fight for you, and you have only to keep still. To be still. I know it's not easy. When you feel like hell, when you feel like you're not really able to do that simple thing that you know to do. It feels worse and worse, that's why. In reality, nothing changes. And that's really frustrating. Why? I want to change that. I decided to change that. And next week, next month, I find myself doing the exactly same thing over and over again. God's advice, same thing. The Lord will fight for you. You have only to keep still. Be still. It's hard. Yes. Don't be eaten by the frustrations. Don't be eaten by the dark shadow. Don't be eaten by all these things. Be still. And God is fighting the battle for you. I became Swedenborgian Christian minister probably because of that. I love this acknowledgement, experience, belief in the being who actually loves us and whose principle is help us all to be loved and to be loved. To me, that's really comforting. So, what about you? What kind of God do you believe? I think I asked this question in my first service, and I ask this question a lot. What kind of God do you believe? What are your God's principles? What are your God's expectations of you? And most importantly, how forgiving and merciful is your God to you? That much, you can be merciful and forgiving. That's very important. May God bless you all in your journey and keeping yourself still. Amen.